FM is a part of the, hopefully, outcome of your spending time listening to our discussions about the important news of the day, the stories, information aimed at either getting you to do something, think about something, have a little fun emotively. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler here. The update of what's going on at JCPenney in a moment for those of you who shop there. First, though, I want to take a trip to Europe. Those of you who are planning your summer vacation.
You're not the only one, sir. I'll go.
Yeah. Let's go.
Something about Europe I love. I've become an Anglophile. When Tony brought me over, she'd gone to school and actually worked as a teacher in a little town called Kidlington, which is where Richard Branson lives. As a matter of fact, she had Richard Branson in her class as a young five-year-old. Pretty interesting. He grew up, and this is an area that's 40 miles or so north of London, a nice little area, Whitney. It's a little north of Oxford, just kind of a neat, neat area. So that's where I first spent time in England, and then sort of became an Anglophile with all the time that we spent over the years with my daughter going to school over there. I've probably been to England 100 times, maybe more. And I miss not going there like I used to. I miss mostly the company of my friend Uri Geller, who will not come here. He'll come here for money. He won't come here for love. I was going to say he won't come here for love nor money, but he'll come for money, but he won't come for love. It's fascinating to look at the countries of Europe, smaller, but yet in terms of history, much more potent even than the United States. We think of ourselves in terms of recent history, and I'm basically talking about the last century, the last maybe century and a half, we've had great impact on the world. But prior to that, we haven't. It has been the countries of Europe that for millennia have, in, you know, if you go back to the Greco-Roman Empire, times when there was great expansion on the planet, it was all in that area by those countries, the Dutch, the British, the French, Spanish to a certain extent, never the Italians, because the Italians have never been able to get their act together. And I say that they haven't. They've never, ever, ever really gotten their act together. But the reason I'm bringing us around to a focus on Europe is because I saw something that is very impactful, I think. The Netherlands is not a hotbed of controversy, nor is it a hotbed of political activity. At least
they never want it to be.
No, they are. They're a quiet country.
Yeah.
The Dutch, just wasn't it this week the Queen abdicated? Was it the Dutch? Yeah, it was the Netherlands, right? Anyway, I came across, the courtesy of a friend of mine, a speech given by Geert Wilders, W-I-L-D-E-R-S, maybe Wilders, a member of the Dutch Parliament, who I would say by looking at his picture, maybe late 40s, early 50s. And here's an address in part that he gave to a group of people in America called the, this was a conference on jihadism. And it was given by a group, there's three or four different groups, not important. This is the message, though, and I'm going to read part of it, and you can say whatever you want to about me reading it and what you think it means. You can have food for thought, in a sense. This is aimed at all of you who are concerned about where our country is at the moment and where it may be going. This fellow presents this speech and starts off, "I come to America with a mission. All is not well in the old world. There's a tremendous danger looming, and it's very difficult to be optimistic. We might be in the final stages of the Islamization of Europe. This not only is a clear and present danger to the future of Europe, but a threat to America and the sheer survival of the West. The United States, as the last bastion of Western civilization, facing now Islamic Europe. First, I will describe the situation on the ground in Europe. Then I will say a few things about Islam. To close, I will tell you about a meeting I had in Jerusalem." Now, I'm reading the words of this member of parliament, and I'm not necessarily saying I agree or disagree with the points made here. The reason I present this to you is because it is tremendous food for thought. He goes on in his address to this group. You've probably seen the landmarks, but in all of these cities in Europe, sometimes a few blocks away from your tourist destination when you travel to Europe, there's another world, the world of the parallel society created by a Muslim mass migration to Europe. All over Europe, a new reality is rising. Entire Muslim neighborhoods where very few indigenous people reside or are ever even seen anymore. And if they are, they may regret it. This goes for the police as well. The world of headscarves where women walk around in figureless tents with baby strollers and a group of children. Their husbands or slaveholders, if you prefer, walk three steps ahead with mosques on many streets. The shops have signs you and I can't read. You'd be hard-pressed to find economic activity there. These are Muslim ghettos controlled by religious fanatics. These are Muslim neighborhoods, and they are mushrooming across every city in Europe. These are the building blocks for territorial control of increasingly larger portions of Europe, street by street, neighborhood by neighborhood, city by city. There are now thousands of mosques all over Europe with larger congregations than there are in the churches there. And in every European city, there are plans to build super mosques that will dwarf every church in the region. Many European cities are already a quarter Muslim. Amsterdam is an example. Marseille, Malmo in Sweden is that way. In many cities, the majority of the under 18 population are Muslims. Paris is surrounded by a ring of Muslim neighborhoods. Mohammed is the most popular name among boys in cities like Paris. In some elementary schools in Amsterdam, the farm is no longer mentioned because that would also mean mentioning a pig, and that's an insult to Muslims. Many state schools in Belgium and Denmark not only serve the special Islamic food to pupils. In one Amsterdam group, gays are beaten up every day by Muslims. Non-Muslim women routinely wear signs that I cannot, words describing them I cannot mention here. In France, school teachers are advised to avoid authors deemed offensive to Muslims. Voltaire and Diderot are examples of that, and Darwin is as well. The history of the Holocaust no longer taught because of Muslim sensitivities. In England, Sharia courts are now officially part of the British legal system. Many neighborhoods in France are no-go areas for women without headscarves. Last week, a man almost died after being beaten up by Muslims in Brussels because he was drinking during Ramadan. Jews are fleeing France in record numbers on the run for the worst wave of anti-Semitism since World War II. Let's see, a total of 54 million Muslims now live in Europe. San Diego University recently calculated 25% of the population of Europe will be Muslim in 12 years. I'm just going through the numbers, and I'm kind of giving you. There's one thing in this speech that I want to sort of present. The Pew Research Center reported half of French Muslims see their loyalty to Islam is greater than their loyalty to France. One-third of French Muslims don't object to suicide attacks. The British Center for Social Cohesion says one-third of British Muslim students are in favor of a worldwide jihadists or jihad. So I can go on. I mean, you look at this stuff, and the reason this fellow is presenting, if you're just joining us, I'm reading part of a speech that was presented by a Dutch parliamentarian to a political action group in America aimed at understanding from their point of view what Muslims are all about. I don't believe that there is I don't know whether they call it a cabal. There are people that are extremists in every religion. How do we compare the Christianization of Europe, which happened in the, it happened during the Roman Empire, so it would have been 1,500 years ago. Were there warnings about the Christianization of Europe? Because before that, the pagans controlled Europe. And one would wonder if they had the technology of today, would this same announcement have been, look out, pagans, the Christians are going to take over Europe.
Well, so, I'm sure there were.
Yeah, but is this, are we uncomfortable because we don't know, or are we uncomfortable because we do know? Do we know enough about Muhammad the Prophet? Do we understand how sensitive Muslims are to criticism? How things are changing? We see all of this sort of thing. Muhammad was a warlord. And there are other things that have been rumored about him and his interest in certain things that may or may not be true. I don't know whether they're true or they're not. I know that that the that Muhammad didn't have a lot of tolerance for Jews. But what does all this mean? And I would ask you to think about that in a manner of speaking. Winston Churchill called Islam the most retrograde force in the world. He compared Mein Kampf to the Koran. Imagine if you did that today, what might happen. Mm. So what do we make of this? Is it something that Americans ought to be concerned about? Is it something that this is being, is this overstated, or is it part of the natural, I mean, it's going to happen. You're not going to stop this one way or the other. So is it just because we're uncomfortable because they're different, or is it uncomfortable because we're bad, they're bad? What? Why are we uncomfortable with this? Because we are. We're clearly, if the average person hears that, talks about it, it makes us feel uncomfortable.
Change.
Is it just that?
Change.
That's the only reason.
It's change, but it's also, I mean, it's uncomfortable to talk about that, but part of the extremists in that group do have, they are against the West and against Western culture, and that's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, that is something you can't ignore.
Right. So, but dealing with it, is it just something, okay, yep, we read it and say, oh, yeah, this is terrible. You won't see a lot of people reporting on this sort of thing in the major news media, that's for sure. But is it, I mean, I bring it up because I want you to just be thinking about it if you care to. That's all. Not full of fear, just it's something that's going on. And I guess the question is, how might you deal with it? 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impact.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at... never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator liter freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Jockey in the early 70s, I played their music. I never was a big fan of Pink Floyd.
I've only recently come to really kind of dig them.
Really? Well, an interesting connection to Pink Floyd and something that took place in Minnesota over the weekend. Police investigating a man who claimed to be a Pink Floyd band member named David Gilmour while racking up a bill.
Creative.
A $100,000 bill in a St. Cloud, Minnesota hospital. The man even signed an autograph for a hospital employee's son before he was arrested. No charges yet against Philip Michael Schaefer, who was booked at the Stearns County Jail for investigation of felony theft by swindle. He came to St. Cloud in April for treatment, gave the name of David Gilmour when he checked in, according to St. Cloud police. Don't you have to have an ID when you go into the hospital?
They must have not been checking that day.
Said he didn't have health insurance, needed to be treated. And then he was released after he left hospital. Employees had suspicions that he wasn't really the guy who was from Pink Floyd.
When he walked out, was he singing,
Probably not.
Getaway.
Yeah. So the security staff looked into this and they came up with a belief that he wasn't really David Gilmour. Duh. Security supervisor pulled up the camera shots. The man entered the hospital, compared in the pictures of David Gilmour, and they figured out he's not David Gilmour.
Wow. It's hard, though, because does anybody know what David Gilmour looks like? I mean, he's smart. At least he didn't go in saying, I'm Justin Bieber,
right.
You know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right, so that's one of the items from today's Rewind. That's one of the stories from the Doug Steffen website today that you might want to check out. Also, our video of the day today, a meteorologist named Lisa Hidalgo broke into a dance... Why are you laughing? Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo.
I don't think anybody's laughing.
I didn't laugh. I wouldn't dare laugh.
It must have been the voices in your head, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Again.
So she breaks into a... Don't be so happy with that. So she breaks into a dance number. A camera fell on her during her forecast. This is funny. Watch this. The video today. It's just... It's funny. Funny, funny, funny.
Funny, huh?
Funny, haha. So, Jen, the story, this is not funny. It's kind of, I suppose, sad. J.C. Penney and where they are now versus where they were a year ago.
Well, if you remember, J.C. Penney has totally rebranded themselves. They are trying to be younger, hipper. And when they did that, they brought in a new CEO for the company, Ron Johnson, who was with Apple. Okay. And so he decided that he would go in and update all the stores. He'd put in denim bars. He'd put in employees walking around with iPads to take your order and help you find sizes. Well, not everybody loved this. They didn't love all these new touches. And they complained about it. And JCPenney really did lose a lot of money. They lost $4 billion in revenue just in his time there, just over a year. So now they bring back the old CEO who was there before all of this.
Please come back.
And they've started doing apology messages. You might see a few of them on TV this week. They're only doing them for a few days, but they're going to say it's no secret that recently JCPenney has changed. Some changes you liked, some you didn't. But what matters is that we learned from mistakes, and we learned a very simple thing, to listen to you. So they're going to be running that this week.
Wow. Listen to your customers. 28 minutes after the hour, and good day.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Availability of E15 as a choice at the pump not only serves the American consumer and American economy, but also benefits the engines of today's EPA E15 approved vehicles as an oxygenant, octane booster, and delivery mechanism of a higher density fuel charge, which allows more torque. After 6 million miles of testing by the Department of Energy, the EPA approved in January 2011 E15 for light-duty vehicles. That's cars, trucks, and SUVs, model year 2001 and later. The first gas station offering drivers an E15 alternative, and at $1.15 per gallon, opened its pumps to consumers in Lawrence, Kansas in July 2012. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association. Drive to ethanolrfa.org.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Idea here is to keep you up with what's going on in the world, give you things to think about, and help you through your life. Dr. Jay Kumar is going to be here in a few minutes, helping us understand how your dog can de-stress you. A lot of people, when they get to the airport, for example, have these places now that are being built in where people bring in companion dogs, and those who are nervous about flying spend some time with the dogs, and it helps relax them. So is this something you can bring into you, learn something from that, about having a dog in your life? I sure as heck couldn't imagine my life without this dog. It really has changed my life having Charlotte. And I'm wondering about you and your dogs, people having desire to have dogs. I have a very close friend who wants to get a dog, hasn't had one for a while. She said to me once during the wintertime, she didn't like sleeping alone. Dogs are great as long as they want to be in bed with you. Sometimes Charlotte's very fussy. She wants to be with you, and sometimes she doesn't want to be with you. But it's just they're really wonderful in all the ways that maybe you can imagine, and maybe some areas that you haven't imagined. So we'll get to that in a few moments here on the Good Day program. In the meantime, there is a problem with beer. Rich McFadden is the beer expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So I'd like him to bring us into focus here with all the German beers that are coming into our country. We were worried about the Muslims in the last half hour. Now we got to worry about the Germans.
Well, it's quite the other way around, actually.
Really?
So, back when
The Germans are getting a beer invasion from us.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
So, you remember back in the day when you had your Miller, your Coors,
right,
your Budweiser.
I had a couple of Millers every night, Rich.
Right. And then
I want them back.
Well, back when I was 21, those were your basic, your Michelob. And then you had the German beers. You had your Beck's. and, you know, all that kind of stuff, okay, right?
Uh-huh.
Never really went for the German beers, and apparently the Germans aren't anymore either.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't ever know this.
What are the German ones? Stella Artois? No, that's
Dutch.
Dutch, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
What's a German one? Give me an example.
Beck's is the big one.
Hefeweizen. Hefeweizen, yeah. Right?
So, I never knew this, but apparently the Germans are restrained in what they can brew because of a beer purity law that was written in the 1500s.
Right.
And it crimps innovation. So now beer sales have been dropping in Germany. So, Americans to the rescue.
Got
the
run.
Craft brewing ales, which is the stuff I love, the Dogfishes and the Fat Tires and all these kinds of beers, are making it over to Germany and becoming very popular.
Yeah.
And they're saying that in the last, last year, German beers fell from 34.6 gallons per person to 26.2 gallons per person per year.
Hmm.
Wine has been on the rise just a little bit from 6 to 6.7. And then craft beers have gone from 2.9% to 8.1% of the total beer sales in Germany. So they're getting all of these California, all over the United States are craft breweries. I mean, you can't go anywhere now. It all started in the Northwest, but you can't go anywhere now without walking into some kind of a microbrew that is regional or local in your area. And they're all finding sources for sales outside of the United States in Germany, which nobody ever thought they would be able to get into. They're getting into. But here's the thing I want to know. To be considered a microbrew, which is the hot thing in the United States, you cannot sell over 6 million gallons, I think it is. It's either 6 million gallons or 6 million barrels of beer a year. And if the United States, these craft breweries, they can't sell really in all of the United States without going over that limit. How do you start selling around the world and still not go over that limit? Because once you become a big brewing manufacturer, it's kind of like, oh, okay, you're Budweiser. And Sam Adams pushes that right now. They're kind of on that line. So it's just a very interesting thing to watch. But, you know, like, for example, one of my favorites, Dogfish, which is brewed out of Delaware. They will never, ever go over the microbrewing line. And they only sell in 30% of the United States. Because otherwise they would go over that line. So it's interesting to watch how these companies market themselves, but they can't go so far.
It's 21 for the hour, food for thought or drink for thought, I guess. Dr. Jay Kumar joins us helping you de-stress just a moment here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through May 20th, save up to 30% on your favorite San Francisco hotels. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hey, team, before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's spend some quality time with one of our regular visitors to the Good Day program. Dr. Jay Kumar holds a PhD in philosophy, religion, and consciousness studies with a concentration in Asian spiritual traditions from the California Institute of Integral Studies. Wow. And through all of that, we
put that on a business card.
He's
we'll have
fancy.
Time
guy.
To talk about anything else. Jay has discovered in his work things like dog. Now, this shouldn't come as a surprise to dog owners, but it may come as a surprise to people who don't either like dogs or don't have them. The important, and this breed, the canine breed or phyla, if you will, and its impact on us more so, I mean, than having a pet snake. Right? Dogs really do figure out, because I find this with Charlotte, she's so sensitive to everything going on in my life. She mirrors, literally, the emotional feelings that I'm having at the moment. So when you go to the airport, you're nervous about flying. Few of the airports have gotten smart about this, Jay.
Yes, they have. Just when you thought that air travel has gone to the dogs, it literally has.
Yeah.
LAX Airport, believe it or not, where my hometown and Jennifer's as well, here in SoCal, just implemented a new program called PUP, P-U-P, which is Pets... Unstressing passengers, what is unstressing passengers? I couldn't get remember the figure, but PUP. And what they're finding is that dogs actually have, as you just said, Doug, and all you dog owners out there, pay attention. This will prick your ears up and your dog's ears up as well. We've just discovered in the past few years that dogs actually have the ability to express empathy, which is a remarkable thing, because we only thought that only humans could do this. And so we're realizing that dogs are now being used as something called therapy dogs. They're being used not only in airports like LAX to de-stress people when, you know, they're anxious to fly or they're running late. You know, we all get stressed out at the airport. Traveling's not really a fun thing to do right now. It's really stressful. Airport lines, you know, the chaos of getting there and all that. So these dogs are actually at LAX. They've been there for the past 2 weeks, and they will help you de-stress. And you're probably wondering, well, yeah, of course dogs do that, but here's the reason why. Dogs actually have built into their brain structure, their neural structure, something called canine empathy. And we've all had this experience. Doug, you probably had as well. You dog owners.
Sure have.
Yeah, same thing. You start, if you start crying, you're like the dog. Like you start like you know you're in a bad mood. You're suffering.
Dog's right there. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yep.
So first we thought maybe just curiosity. Maybe the dog's just curious. Like there's something's kind of actually kind of strange here. So they did this really great experiment. I'd love to share this with you. It was a great experiment in the UK where they went to people's homes with dog owners' homes, and they had the owner do a series of events. One was they started to hum. One was singing, and the other was pretend to cry. The only response that got the dog's attention was when the owner started crying, pretended to cry. There's a built-in mechanism in the dog's psychology or neurobiology that automatically wants to alleviate the suffering and pain of others. And here's the other kicker for this experiment they did. They thought, well, maybe it's just like maybe the dog just has a special bond, you know, with its owner. That could be it. Maybe that's the reason why. So they put the owner and a complete stranger in the same room with the dog, and this time it had the stranger cry. And guess what happened? The dogs went over to the stranger as well to alleviate that person's suffering and pain. So it's really remarkable that we have this wonderful, you know, canine-human bond, if you will. And I don't know if you know this or not, but after the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting last December, as well as the Boston Marathon, dogs have been deployed into these areas to help people cope with tragedy and grief. So there's something really amazing and powerful. So for all you dog owners out there, I'm sorry, cat owners, you know, right now the research isn't suggesting cats have it, but we know for sure dogs have it.
Yep, dogs do have it. And I know in a sensitive way because the passing of your beloved dog after all those years, how it affected you. And, you know, we all deal with that loss. I don't even want to think about what life would be like without Charlotte, but she's getting older. And so do you worry about it now? No, you take advantage of the wonder of these beings, and then, you know, the other stuff hopefully will take care of itself. Jay, you're a brilliant man, and I'm always pleased to have you here. Check out Dr. Jay Kumar, J-A-Y-K-U-M-A-R, jaykumar.com. Jay is here on the Good Day program to help us just deal with things that are sometimes common sense, and we're so lacking in it. We need that reminder. Jay, thanks. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at... never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Discover Card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program rolls along on this, whatever it is. I don't even know what day it is anymore.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Three more suspects arrested, and somehow a red-hot political issue becomes involved. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The lawyer representing one of the latest suspects linked to the Boston Marathon bombing says his client denies helping Johar Tsarnaev cover his tracks. Attorney Robert Stahl says he looks forward to presenting his case in court. Stahl says Diaz Katerbayev cooperated with investigators. Katerbayev and Azamat Tazayakov have been charged with obstructing justice. A third is charged with lying to investigators. Meanwhile, Arizona Senator John McCain says these additional arrests should impact immigration reform. McCain is pointing to the fact that two of the suspects are Kazakhstan nationals, and that, he says, should prompt a congressional review.
Maybe as part of immigration, overall immigration reform, we should look at the process of who's allowed into this country, under what circumstances, what is their situation and background, particularly from countries that have histories.
The two suspects from Kazakhstan had allegedly overstayed in the U.S. on their student visas. All three suspects had their initial court appearances yesterday. Meanwhile, the wife of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev reportedly talked to her husband after the FBI released the pictures of the men wanted in connection with the blast. CNN reports Catherine Russell is admitting that conversation to investigators. It's unknown what was said during that conversation. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app. At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through May 20th, save up to 30% on your favorite San Francisco hotels. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
On Wall Street, stocks finished in negative territory yesterday. The Dow off 139 points, closing at 14,701. NASDAQ down 30, S&P dropped 15. It's May 2nd, but plenty of winter weather left. In Minnesota, a winter storm warning posted for Minneapolis-St. Paul. There's snow on the roadways in parts of Colorado, eastern Nebraska, and western Iowa under a winter weather advisory today. Well, that growing crisis over flight delays is officially over. President Obama signing legislation ending furloughs of air traffic controllers. The House approved a Senate bill last Friday, and the president signed it yesterday. The bill signing was delayed after a typo was discovered in the legislation. Apparently, one letter was missing. When it comes to Congress, most would agree there's more than just a letter missing. Couple of sports-related closing notes. First, to Churchill Downs we go. Could it be that time again already? Yes, it's Derby time. Well, in 2 days, it'll be Derby time. The 139th running of the Kentucky Derby set for this Saturday at Churchill Downs. The post position draw was held earlier this week, and the 7-2 morning line favorite, Orb, will break from gate 16 in the 20-horse field. My personal pick is Verrazano at 4-1. I look at it this way. A 20-horse field means lots of traffic, just like rush hour. Verrazano has the name of a New York City bridge I know so well. Therefore, Verrazano will negotiate the traffic, cross the bridge, and win!
Oh, that's cute. Verrazano is saying the fact that I picked him means he now has no chance.
Finally, baseball, with the owner of the Chicago Cubs, Tom Ricketts, threatening to pull the team out of Wrigley Field if he doesn't get $300 million in upgrades from the city council. Upgrades that include a big scoreboard in left field and a large sign in right field.
If it comes to the point that we don't have the ability to do what we need to do in our outfield, then we're going to have to consider moving.
Moving the Cubs out of Wrigley? I think we need the late Harry Carey to smooth things over. Harry, if you please! Bring it home, Harry! The late Harry Carey will need to sing this while spinning in his grave if the Cubs move out of Wrigley. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?